Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The basis for the message is the gospel lesson read earlier. And so we're here on Reformation Day, and it always amazes me the impact of the Reformation, but how it started with such a small incident and event. It really all came about because of Luther's struggle over sin. That this monk, this one man, was just completely weighted down with guilt and with shame. And if you read about Luther in those days, you realize that Luther fully understood what sin was. And it's in understanding what sin was that he could finally come to the solution and see the solution for what sin could be how sin could be overcome. And so if you're going to understand the Reformation, you have to understand what sin is. To understand what even Jesus says in the gospel lesson, if you abide in my word, you're truly my disciples, you have to understand what sin truly is. And so that's what's going to be our focus today. What is sin? What is it that we normally think about sin? What is the challenges of sin? But what is sin? And therefore, what is its solution? You see, for many, there's a struggle to understand what sin truly is. We see that reflected in the gospel. As Jesus speaks to the Jews, they don't understand what he's talking about. And the reason they're struggling with his words is they don't understand sin and they don't understand the fullness of their own sin. And we see this when they say, we could never be enslaved to anyone. Now they recognized that there was sin. They were reminded of sin. Faithful Jews went to the temple and offered sacrifice for sin. But they didn't understand the fullness of how it affected them. You see, they thought their sin was covered. They thought their sin was covered because of who they were. That's what they mean when they say to Jesus, we are offspring from Abraham. They were children of Abraham, and so therefore they lived out a good life. They tried to follow the law. They tried to be faithful to what was taught by Moses and within the scriptures. And because they were being faithful children of Abraham, their sin was covered. They didn't understand the full weight of sin, the full entanglement of sin. And just as they struggled, we at times struggle with that. When you hear the word sin, what do you think of? For many of us at times, the first thing we think of are sinful acts, right? Lying, stealing, those type of things. Breaking God's commandments. Or not doing what we're supposed to. Not cleaning our room, not doing our homework. Those type of things. That's the kind of thing we think about with sin. That sin is our actions. But here we see, when we misunderstand sin, we misunderstand the solution. Because if sin is just your action, doing the right thing or not doing the wrong thing, what's the solution? Just stop, right? Just stop doing what is wrong. That's the solution. Just start doing what is right. That's the solution. So have you ever tried just to stop sinning and just do what is right? How well does that work? It doesn't work very well. Again, if we don't understand sin, we don't understand the solution. And so we realize it has to be more than work, so we can come to the conclusion that it's a condition. It's more than action, it's a condition that we're under. But even then, we sometimes might fall into the sin or fail to realize that or think of this condition as something that we can overcome. Well, it's a condition. Well, I can overcome the condition if I just try harder or do more. Maybe if I pray more, I can overcome it. Or maybe if I better educate myself. Or if I have a better attitude, I can overcome it. But again, that fails. It failed for Luther. Luther tried many things to try to overcome his condition because he knew it was more than his actions. So he tried confessing all of his sins. He tried punishing himself. He struggled, just like we struggle. You see, sin is more than actions. Sin is more than a condition that we can heal or solve. Jesus makes clear what sin is in his words today. He says, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. Sin is slavery. That's what sin truly is. If we think about it, it matches our experience, right? When you think of slavery, slavery is something you cannot free yourselves from. You cannot break away from it. And even if you do break away from slavery, you're always under the threat to go back to it. You're never really free from it. The only way you can be freed as a servant or a slave is if someone else sets you free. You cannot set yourself free. And that's Jesus' point. Jesus not only tells us what sin truly is, that it is enslavement, he tells us what the solution is. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. When we understand that sin is slavery, something we cannot free ourselves from, then we can begin to understand these wonderful words of our Lord, that in him and in him alone, we can be set free. And that's the beauty that Luther finally came across, that indeed he was set free by his Lord, that Christ came to set his people free. He came to set people free from sin by taking sin upon himself, to pay the price for sin in his death, to conquer sin in his resurrection. And in doing so, he could break the bonds of sin for you. He could break the bonds of sin so that you are set free. And you are. Earlier in the service, you confessed your sin, and I announced to you that Christ had suffered, died, and risen for you, that in him you are set free, and you are truly set free. You are set free from its guilt, from its shame, from its eternal consequences. You are free. But now I want to ask you, do you feel free always? See, you are set free. But the beauty of our Lord is the setting free doesn't happen just once. The setting free happens again and again and again. The Lord sets you free time and again, over and over again. And he needs to do that because even though you are free, you are truly free from guilt and shame and everything that comes with sin, you still have that sinful nature that wants you to draw you back into that slavery. You still have that sinful nature that wants to bring you back into that guilt and that shame and everything else. There's still that struggle. And that's why you need to hear every week, every time we gather together, that you are free. What did our Lord mean when he says, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciple? Keep in mind, you are made a disciple of Christ when you are set free to follow him. Because that's the other freedom that you have. You are set free from your sin to follow the Lord and to love the Lord. That's what discipleship is, following the Lord and loving him. You have been set free from your sin so that you can do that very thing. But in order for you to remain that way, in order for you to keep doing that, you need to be set free again and again and again. You abide in his word, but understand what that word truly is. That word is the word of forgiveness, that he's died for you, that he has risen for you, that you are free because of him. And so that's why we do it every Sunday. Every Sunday we admit our condition of slavery. And you think about the terms that we use in our liturgy, the terms that we use in our confession, because our confessions come from our hymnal, and we use terms like, by nature sinful and unclean, I am a poor, miserable sinner, have mercy on me. These are words of enslavement, right? By nature sinful and unclean, a poor, miserable sinner, I am enslaved. Have mercy on me that I cannot set myself free. But the wonderful news that the Lord has for you, that I have the privilege to announce to you each week, is by his authority I therefore forgive you all your sins. You are free. We abide in his word and remain his disciple as we continue to confess our sin and hear that we have been set free. Free from guilt, free from shame, and a freedom to move forward. A freedom to love God, a freedom to follow him, a freedom to be his disciples, a freedom to love our neighbor. A freedom to remain his disciples. See, this is what the Reformation was about. Luther needed to be set free from his sin, and he found it in the gospel. And he shared that news with the world. And that's the news that we continue to share, that we need to recognize that we have been set free when we understand what sin is. And I do have an illustration for sin. Sven and Ole helped me out on this one. Okay, so Sven and Ole are walking along, and they see a bobcat up in a tree. And Sven goes, let's have a little fun. Why don't you go up, and I'll go up there and chase that bobcat down, and you put him in the sack. So Sven shimmies up the tree, he shakes the branch really hard, and after a little while, the bobcat falls down. And so Ole's there, catches the bobcat, and starts putting him in the sack. And there's a great, terrible commotion. There's dust flying, there's fur flying going on around, and Sven calls down, "What's the matter? Do you need help catching a little bobcat?" And Ole replied, "No, I need help turning him loose." So it is with sin. But you have been set free. We give thanks in Jesus' words, "If the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. And today you are free." Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guide our hearts and minds into true faith, to life everlasting. Amen.